Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Mac Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Mac Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D-Factor. The Mac Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Mac.
I've got the power! Good afternoon, Phoenix, and all points around the world. I'm Mac Newton, and thanks for tuning in to the Power Hour. We meet every Thursday here at MacNewton.com for the Power Hour to share with you some of the thoughts of all the great thinkers around the world. Happy Thursday. Eric, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mac?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. I'm glad to be here. I have to be. We're sitting here with the fabulous Natasha. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. Hello, everyone.
Well, let me try that again. That didn't come out right. Natasha, how you doing?
Fabulous.
Thank you, darling. You have a reputation to keep up, you know? It's good to see you. What are you wearing today? Something special?
Juicy couture outfit.
Juicy couture. That sounds kind of sexy, doesn't it? I mean, Juicy. I mean, a clothes named Juicy. I tell you. Well, good to have you on the show, fabulous Natasha.
Thank you.
You look fabulous. Hey, gang, welcome aboard. As I said, I'm Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. And our musical guest host for today is the one and only Grover Washington Jr. Let's hear a little bit of that, Eric. You know, if you like jazz, you know the CD, the album he made back in the, I think it was in the early 80s when he came out with Mr. Magic and Wine Light, just fabulous CDs that are still classics today. You know, the thing about Grover Washington is that he either wowed you or left you wondering, what happened? How come he didn't show up? Because he didn't really show up on all of his albums, but whenever you saw him in concert, he was amazing. That's where he seemed to stretch himself. That's where he seemed to really explore his art. I think it was Inner City Blues that back in the 70s that really established Grover Washington Jr. as a major player today. We're listening to some cuts from his CD, All My Tomorrows, one of his last CDs before he passed away. This one was released in 1994. Some real nice cuts on this CD, but not like Wine Light or Inner City Blues, and certainly not like Mr. Magic, but a really nice, I would give it 3 stars. So if you get a chance to pick up All My Tomorrows by Grover Washington Jr., as I know some of you are definitely going to do, it'll certainly be worth your while. Mac Daddy said that. It gets the MNDIT. You know what that is, Eric?
What's that?
That is Mac Daddy digs it. That's the stamp of the champ.
Right on.
Okay.
Good.
Welcome to the show, gang, and welcome to Grover Washington Jr. as our musical guest host. Happy Thursday to everyone, and we're into a brand new regime here, not just in terms of our show, but around the world with the election of last week. Just an amazing, amazing turnout. Over 62% of all the people in America voted. I mean, that is just amazing. It was a historic election, and I felt around the world. I've never seen anything like it. The day after the election, I was reading the New York Times, and it was just had quotes from people in Europe and in Italy and in England and in Spain and in from Mexico. People excited about the possibilities. It seems that America is being now looked upon as a country to be followed and emulated. I'm really excited. So anyway, our first show under the new president-elect Obama. So congratulations to him and his family. Is anyone running a campaign, but particularly a presidential election? And I have in my studio, the campaign manager for John McCain trains with me, and just talking to him about the work that's involved in running a presidential campaign, it's mind-boggling. In fact, the last day, before the election, on election day, John McCain was in 7 different states, ending up that evening in Prescott, like at midnight, talking in front of like 5,000 people. How do you get 5,000 people out to listen to a talk at midnight in Prescott? You had to pay them. Come on. But anyway, so no matter who you voted for, thanks for voting. That's one of the privileges of being in America that cannot be taken for granted, and so many people do. And I always say to them, you know, what do you mean you don't vote? Well, if I don't vote, that means then I have the right to complain about anyone. No, you don't. You didn't make your presence count. You must vote always. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote, and stand up for your right of being an American. You know, going back again just for a moment, Eric, to Grover Washington Jr. Playing the saxophone, and he plays all the saxophone from your soprano sax all the way up to your baritone sax. I remember when I first started listening to saxophone music. In Chicago, there was a jazz disc jockey by the name of, what was his name? I'll get it in just a second. But anyway, he was on during the day when I was riding around making sales calls or doing whatever I did. Daddy O'Daly, I knew it would come to me. Daddy O'Daly, and he was one of the old school jazz cats, you know what I mean? Always talking jive, always talking sort of a cool, hip little flair, you know? If he wanted to say something, you tell him Wells Fargo, I can't express myself. You know, he always talked like that, and you'd always laugh and so forth. But one day he came out, he says, "Hey fellas, listen, I want to give you some information right now you really need to know. All women, all, not some, all women love saxophone music." That's what he said. I was into pianos and guitars myself, but he said, all women love saxophone music. So I decided to start taking a personal survey. And guess what, Eric? Every woman I asked, "Do you like saxophone music?" "Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, love it, love it." And I went out and bought every record that played saxophone, had saxophone music on, that I could find. I had never had any myself, but I bought it all. I bought everything from Cannonball Adderley to Grover Washington to everything I could get my hands on. And you know what? He was right. Let's test it out right here. Fabulous, Natasha.
Love it.
Oh, you had to get it. You like saxophone music?
I love it.
You love saxophone music. I'm not sure what it is they love about it so much, but all women love. So if you don't know that, Eric, on your way home, stop and pick up some saxophone music, okay? And for all,
file that one away.
File that one away. It will serve you well. Trust me.
Future use.
Exactly. It will serve you well. We have a great show on tap for you guys today. I am reviving one of my monologues, one of my essays from about 2 years ago that's one of my personal favorites. And the reason I'm reviving it is so that I can hear it. It's one of those things I like to hear. In fact, you know, if you really want to know the truth, gang, one of the reasons I do this show is that I can hear myself saying things that I need to hear so I can keep myself on track, because I firmly believe that you, no matter what kind of car you're driving, it can have the most perfect wheel alignment on the flattest road. unless you make course corrections, you're going to find yourself in the ditch. And the same thing about your life. You have to make changes and course corrections every single day. You've got to be locked into change. No matter where you are in the world right now, whether you're in the Philippines or whether you're in South America, listening to the Mac Daddy here at www.macnewton.com. It is now 10 minutes past the hour. A beautiful Thursday afternoon in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. You know, that's the wonderful thing about living in Arizona, Eric. Our weather is amazing. I mean, what's not to like about what's happening right now?
It's the time of year to live in Arizona.
It is, you know. But you know what, right now, I think it's already snowed. I know it snowed several times in Denver.
Yeah,
it's already snowed in Denver.
Yeah.
And it could snow again any minute, you know. it could be snowing now. And in Chicago, I think it snowed a couple of days ago, Cleveland. So, but here, what is it outside, about 75, Natasha?
It's about right.
Yeah, beautiful. Did you go hiking today yet?
I sure did.
You went hiking? How was it on a mountain?
Oh, beautiful. That's the weather to hike.
Oh.
I'm in heaven now. That's my weather.
Do you hike all the way to the top of Squaw Peak every time?
Oh, definitely. Yes, all the time.
How was the view from up there today?
Gorgeous.
Any pollution in the air or just?
No, you can't see it because skies are blue. It's very clear and beautiful. Air is clear.
Yeah, we have it going on like that, folks. We live in Phoenix, Arizona. That's what I'm talking about. How long have you lived in the valley, Eric?
Not long, about 6 months.
Yes. Oh, really? So you're new.
Well, I lived in Tucson for about 10 years.
Well, that's kind of like still in a state. You know what it's all about here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Okay, gang, as I said already, welcome to the show. We'll talk more about Grover Washington and his music. I want to bring you up a little bit on his background and kind of get you to a point where you feel like you know him. And so when you pick up his music, you'll have a personal contact. I think that right now, not just because of the election, but just because of the time we're living in, it's a golden age for all of us in America and around the world. This is an era that we have worked towards for thousands of years, and America, now more than ever, presents endless opportunity for everyone living here. And if you don't believe it, look at the people who are risking everything to come to this country. Why do you think that is? They're coming here because of the opportunity, because it is just as true today as in any other time. If you have drive, if you have ambition, America is the place to be. There's nothing standing between you and where you want to be except air. And if you've got the drive and you've got the talent, this is the place to be to make it come true for you. All right, let's take 100 men and women, starting out even at the age of 25 years old. All of them want to be successful. Now I ask you, well, if you ask them, they would tell you that they're eager about life and they want to be successful. They want to succeed. You know what? Just looking at them, you can see that it's true because they have a sparkle in their eyes and they have a spring in their step. But what happens to them by the age of 65? Well, I'll tell you. One will be rich. Four will be financially independent, and five will still be working, and 54 will be broke. Yep, that's what I said. 54 will be broke. Now, let's think about that for a moment. Out of the original 100, starting out at the age of 25, all eager to succeed, only five make the grade. All the others end up broke or dependent upon others for their livelihood. Why is that? Well, I think I have an answer for you. I read an interesting book that was written over 50 years ago by a Mr. Rollo May, R-O-L-L-O-M-A-Y, Rollo May. He's a psychiatrist, very distinguished during his time, and he wrote a wonderful and very interesting book entitled Man's Search for Himself. I recommend it. And in this book, he wrote, the opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice, it's conformity. Yes. Conformity. There. You have the trouble in America today. Conformity. Everyone acting like everyone else. Without knowing why or without knowing where they're going. Okay, now let's think about this. In America right now, there are over 33 million people over the age of 65, and about 29 million of the 33 million are broke. depending upon something or someone else for life's necessities. And of course, right now, with the economic conditions in our country, these figures are getting even worse. Usually, we learn to read by the time we're 7. We learn to make a living by the time we're 25. And usually by 30 or so, we're not only making a living, we're supporting a family. And yet, by the time we're 65, we haven't yet learned how to become financially independent in the richest land that the world has ever known. Why? Why? Well, it's simple, actually. We conform. And the real problem is that we're conforming with the wrong percentage group. We're conforming with the 95% who don't succeed. So why do these people conform? I think I know why. They live by the law of accident. Now, we've discussed the law of accident time and time again here on the Power Hour. They think it's not what you know, it's who you know. They think it's simply being in the right place at the right time. They think their lives are shaped by circumstances, you know, by things that are going on around them, by external forces, if you like. Well, I know this. Successful people don't believe in circumstances. And if they do, they create their own circumstances. They control the direction of change in their lives by setting goals. And another reason people conform is because it's so easy. It doesn't require much effort, but it takes considerable effort to plan, set goals, make efforts, and succeed. Now, in order to be one of the top 5 out of every 100 people, in order to be one of the top 5 out of every 100 people, you must become an habitual goal setter. As Brian Tracy said and says often, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, a goal, an aiming point, a place to go for your life. Goals keep us moving in the direction of our dreams. Goals keep us moving in the direction of our desires. And remember this, it's not important what the goal is as long as it's your goal. Now, Dr. Viktor Frankl, and you may remember that name because Dr. Viktor Frankl is very famous for his classic book, Man's Search for Meaning, which he wrote after spending years and years in Nazi concentration camps. He wrote in the book, "Life asks of every individual a contribution, but it is up to the individual to discover what the contribution should be." Gang, we're going to discuss several points in this essay in our show today, and to give you an even better idea of how to utilize it. If you like that essay, if you want to send it to someone, you want to download it on your computer, you want to stick it up on your refrigerator, you want to put it on your desk in your office, go to www.macnewton.com. That's my website. Log on. Get yourself your password and log on so you can go into Mac Newton On. They're listed there alphabetically. You'll find conformity and you can print it out for yourself. Now, I want to tell you, for the next 30 days, we are going to allow people to continue to peruse the website completely free of charge. All that will be required is for that you will have to register and sign and log on. After that, we're changing the process entirely so that we can provide more services for the insiders, and we'll be closing the website to just people who are members of the Mac Newton Club, and so that we can provide better services, including the Power Hour, which we intend to be the cornerstone of the entire website. We want this show to be a place where people will tune in and push their lives into the fast lane. We need this now more than ever. And if you're like me right now, you're inspired. I mean, I am fired up. I am ready to get my life back on track. Not that I thought it was off track, but I'm looking at it like right now I have a greater opportunity than ever before, and I want to take advantage of it. Okay, that was called Conformity, and you can find it on my website. As always, we want to start our show, even though it is now 20 minutes past the hour on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, with our shout-outs. I thought I forgot, didn't you? Yeah, I know you did. You thought Natasha distracted me. She did, but just for a moment, I'm back on track. Shout-outs, as always, Ray from Southern California and Albert from South FLA. Mark and Kim here in Phoenix. And by the way, Mark and Kim, thanks for the delightful card. And a special shout out to Nick, Dane, and Heather, and Tom, and all the other folks up in Denver. Nick and Dane were in town this last week, training and catching up. Nick, as you know, is the closest thing I have to a son. And he's been training. I've been training, teaching Nick Taekwondo for well over 24 years now, maybe 25. I'm sure Nick knows exactly. As soon as he hears this, he will call and let me know. And of course, his son Dane is kind of like my grandson now, and he was here. And Dane is just amazing. He's 10 years old, going on about 25. He's mature beyond his years, and just amazing. Already a blue belt in Taekwondo. So anyway. But they're up in Denver, and a shout-out goes to all the folks up there. It could be snowing there, like I said, any second. It could be snowing right now up there. For those of you who want to send emails out to me here, the Mac Daddy, on the Power Hour, just send them to 7, that's the number 7, S-E-V-E-N, spelled out, S-E-V-E-N, at MacNewton.com. I'm not saying I'm going to respond to it, but I'm going to read it. And if it's compelling enough, I'll print it out and share it with all you guys here on the on the show. All right. Our main topic for today, we're going to revisit part 4, tapping into your most precious resource, which of course is your mind. And of course, the second half of that is how to think like a winner. So let's get right back to business. The whole idea of tapping into your most precious resource, your mind. Your most precious resource is your mind. How you think. One of the points that jumped out at me from all the conversations I've had with Brian Tracy and all of the time that we've spent together discussing success and winning concept. The one that has jumped out at me the most is when he said, you are where you are right now as a result of how you have thought up to this point in time. You know, wow, I am where I am right now as a result of how I've been thinking up to now. And then he went on to say, if you want to change your place in life at any point in the future, you must change how you think in the present. And your ability to think is your most precious resource. Your ability to decide, your ability to think and plan and then take action determines everything that happens to you, not other people or what's going on around you. Your ability to choose your own thoughts, your ability to choose your reactions is the one thing over which all of us have complete control. And maybe that's the only thing that we've got control over, our attitudes, our thoughts, our reactions. That's the thing that we have complete control over. I remember, and I've actually had similar circumstances like this, but I like to give credit where credit is due, and certainly to Brian Tracy, who did the initial pulling of my coat, so to speak, as Daddy-O would say. He pulled his coat, got my attention, you know, got me aware of what was going on, had me wake up. I was sleepwalking through life until Brian Tracy threw a mental glass of ice water in my face and got me to see what was really going on and say, wake up. I mean, it was kind of amazing because he said, you know, for someone who's got complete control over his art form, who's got complete control over his body the way you have, there are certain areas of your life that are completely underperforming. I didn't know whether to be insulted or to be complimented. On one hand, he's telling me how great I was. On the other, he's telling me how I was playing down. Well, that's exactly what it was. He was doing both. He was complimenting me and he was telling me that I was playing down. And I took it to heart. Well, anyway, Brian told me of a guy who was living in Chicago, since I had moved here from Chicago, and it was a remarkable story. And I guess he had attended one of Brian's seminars. I mean, the guy was overweight, and he was between jobs, and he had been married and divorced twice. He was deeply in debt, and he was convinced that the cards were stacked against him. He just felt life was unfair, and I guess. He even went to the seminar reluctantly because someone gave him a free ticket. And I remember Brian told me he just sat there in front of him with his arms crossed, his legs crossed, and his chin tucked down in his chest. Well, I've seen that body language 1,000 times doing speeches myself. I've seen that body language, and people are there because they have to be there. Well, you know, I guess someone who's sitting there like that, they're there, but they don't want to be, and because they know that all this so-called motivational stuff, all this, you know, success information is useless and it's untrue anyway. So that's what these people know, okay? Well, I guess he went and left the seminar, and I guess later, sometime later, he wrote back and told Brian that that something went off in his head, and it was when Brian had told him, like he had told me, that you are where you are as a result of how you have been thinking up to that point in life. You see, nature is neutral, gang. Nature doesn't care. Nature doesn't know you. If you do what other successful people do, you will enjoy the same results, the same rewards that they do. And if you don't, you won't. It's as simple as that. You've probably heard this expressed many ways. For him, it was a life-changing moment. He just realized in a single flash that deep down in his heart, he really did want to be happy. He really did want to be successful. He wanted to be valued. He wanted to be respected by other people. And like so many others, you know, when you have a gift inside of you, when God has imbued you with a special genius that's yours and yours only, you know it. And he saw it clearly. And not only did he see that clearly, but he also saw clearly that because of his attitude, he was unwittingly sabotaging himself in every situation he got himself into. So anyway, he said he was determined to change his life. And a year later, according to Brian, he had turned his entire life around, had a good job, been promoted twice, lost 40 pounds, and now was in a new, happy relationship. He felt terrific about himself and looked forward to every day, both at home and at work. He was a new man. What happened? Well, he learned the great truth about life. Do you know what the great truth is, gang? The great truth about life. What is it? Well, it has been discovered and rediscovered throughout history. The great truth is your most precious resource is your mind. That is the great truth. Your ability to think, plan, decide. Your ability to take action is the most powerful force for good in your life. This power is the starting point of every good thing that happens to you. When you take control over your thinking, your entire world is going to change. Your entire world. Take my word for it. We have now entered into, at this point in time, what Harlow Shapley of Harvard University calls the psychozoic age, or the age of the mind. Your mind is so powerful that, properly directed, it can bring you almost anything you want in life. You have within you right now untapped reserves of potential so great that in your entire life you will never be able to even do a small fraction of what you are truly capable of doing. Hey gang, it's 29 minutes past the hour right now, and we're going to take a break here at the bottom, but I want to take a moment to introduce you again to one of the great saxophone players of our time, the late great Grover Alexander. You know his father was a saxophone player. And I guess when you're sitting around it all the time and listening, And his father played straight ahead jazz, and that was the roots for Grover to get started in. So started playing when he was 10 years old. 10 years old. And by the time he was 12, he was playing show dates, playing in clubs when he was 12 years old. Moved to Philadelphia in 1967, and the rest is history. Okay, gang, you guys stay exactly where you are. My name is Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. I'm sitting here with Eric, our engineer, and the fabulous Natasha. We will be right back.